talking about candidates or judges or sheriff candidates, and that is, well, is he conservative? What about it?
I'm definitely conservative. My conservative values, I believe in borders. I mean, I believe in the red, white, and blue of our flag. I believe in election integrity, things like that. I'm patriotic. I love our military. I love our police. These are organizations made up of wonderful people that are out there trying to serve their country, serve their county, and all they want to do is come home safely. That's their main goal. Yes, I'm as conservative as there is. But as conservative, the sheriff is a bipartisan race. We serve everybody in the community, and that's all agendas, all political agendas, all races, both sexes, male and female, and I don't believe there's any other race, sex other than male and female. So that's my conservatism. We serve everybody in the community, and there are even people that hate police officers. They look at the uniform and they hate the person without knowing them. We'll serve them too. That's what the police department's about.
I want to give you the final 2 minutes. Why is it that you should be our next sheriff of Clark County? Why you should be the leader of Metro?
I have the experience, I have the education, and I have the will to stand up for our constitutional rights. That's, like I said, my main purpose in running. There's a lot of issues in Metro that I would love to address, or in our community, rather than speaking specifically of Metro. I'd like to deal with issues like sex trafficking, homelessness, basic crime rates, stuff like that, I'd like to establish relationship with the ICE, again, to work on sanctuary city policy. There's a lot of things I'd like to do, but the main thing that I feel that is so important to our community at large is our constitutional rights. I will answer only to the Constitution, not to the governor, not to the federal government. They come in here and try to shut our churches down, I will stop them. They come in here and try to take our guns away, it won't happen. There's the highest authority in Clark County is the sheriff, and that's why I want to run for that position, because I will not let the federal government or the mandates control our constitutional rights.
Stan Hyde, what are you asking of my listeners, folks that listen to you and say, hey, this guy sounds really cool, this guy, he is the perfect candidate for sheriff, but they want to help you. How can they help you at this point in the race?
I have a campaign at Stan Hyde for sheriff. If you go there, .com, StanHydeForSheriff.com, you can contribute. And if you're not in a position of contributing to the campaign itself, I could just use your vote. That's the most important thing to me. Spread my name. Get it out there. I am somebody that will stand up for your constitutional rights, and I will not back down for that. I will be transparent to the media. Everybody will know what's going on with Metro at all times.
Stan, it's great to have you in. You're always welcome here. Best of luck. Safety on the campaign trail, because I know you're going to be out a lot of nights between now and Election Day. Thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Kevin, thank you for having me. I sure appreciate being allowed to introduce myself to you and your customers.
That's Stan Hyde. By the way, they're not really customers. We like to refer to them as listeners. That was close. Stan Hyde, candidate for Clark County Sheriff, retired Metro Police Sergeant, and a good guy to boot. Stay where you are right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
At 12:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, actually pretty good right now in area freeways. No delays or restrictions on Interstate 15. You're up to freeway speeds on US 95 as we speak. However, there is a caveat to this broadcast. Only two lanes are available through that construction zone downtown, 515 eastbound at Main Street, 515 westbound at Eastern. You know they're doing that bridge reconstruction work through there. It's a 60-year-old bridge, so it's about time that they did something about that. Also, do expect some backups on that transition ramp because of that construction. Those leaving Interstate 15 north merging to 515 East.
World famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Major League Baseball's collective bargaining agreement expired Wednesday night. Owners immediately locked out players in a move that threatened spring training and opening day. The strategy is management's equivalent of a strike under federal labor law. It ends the sport's labor peace after close to 26 and a half years, almost 10,000 days. What are team owners looking to get out of a lockout? ESPN's Jeff Passan says,
keep salaries flat. They don't care if they play pay players earlier. They don't care if they pay players later in their career. They just don't want to pay them more money. They want expanded playoffs. They want an international draft.
As for the players?
For the players, though, it's a very simple thing. They feel like they have gone backward financially over the last couple of years. And if you look, Scott, at the average salary for an average Major League Baseball player, it has stayed steady over the last 5 years.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. We continue to bring you interviews with people who are making a difference. New businesses in the area that are making a difference. Small businesses that are making a difference. And one of those is New Hope Tax Defense. Amy Hippen joining us, a really nice lady and somebody we haven't known long, but she is a solid citizen and she's providing a service to people who get that dreaded registered letter from the IRS that you owe $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000, $11,000 to the IRS and what you can do about it and what are your rights, because nobody dealing with tax law knows what their rights are. Amy Hippen joins us. Amy, first of all, thanks for joining us. You're the Director of Client Relations for New Hope Tax Defense. And why don't people know what their rights are? That's one thing I've never quite understood.
Well, first of all, Kevin, thank you so much for having me on today. And though we haven't known each other long, it's definitely been a pleasure.
No, it really has. Explain what it is that you do at New Hope Tax Defense.
Well, most taxpayers don't understand that they have a fundamental right to be informed. they have a right to quality service, a right to pay no more than the correct amount of tax, the right to challenge the IRS's position and to be heard, the right to appeal an IRS decision, the right to finality, the right to privacy, the right to confidentiality, the right to retain representation, and the right to a fair and just tax system. These are fundamental rights as a taxpayer of the United States.
What has happened to the IRS? I've had more complaints from friends and family and different people across the country because of the pandemic. Everybody got sent home. Some people got laid off. And there are appeals that have been languishing for almost 2 years. What's going on with the IRS? I mean, are they showing up for work every day?
Well, I'm not at liberty to discuss that. Actually, just as you know, the pandemic brought our entire nation to a standstill. And at no fault of their own, the IRS is just like any other business, any other organization. It's just going to take some time to recover. I have seen an increased amount of liens being placed on people's homes. The IRS hired several thousand agents, and I'm starting to see that in the recordings, especially in Clark County. In the last 2 months, there have been over 300 liens on Clark County properties placed by the IRS.
Wow. They're serious about this.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, what happens when somebody calls New Hope Tax Defense? What happens? What's the first thing that goes on?
Well, I like to schedule an appointment. I like to have them come into my office to see that we're not a call center. We're not a tax mill company that's going to just take your money and never settle your issue. The first thing we do is we pull your tax transcripts. We want to look at your transcripts and see exactly what the IRS is seeing. And then there's several tax relief programs available. Sit down after we get your tax transcripts and look at what tax relief program you could benefit from.
And am I right? I've had people advise me over the years, and the one thing they say is do not, under any circumstances, try to do this on your own, because these tax collectors, they'll eat you alive.
I would have to agree. You're getting some sound advice. Don't try to do it on your own. We're professionals. You wouldn't go to a vet to have your tonsils out.
Good point. So they make the call, and they call you at New Hope Tax Defense, and you immediately sit down. You get kind of a snapshot of where the client is with the IRS. What kind of results can you get? I mean, can you get thousands of dollars off what the IRS is asking you for?
There are situations. I really can't say it's specific cases, but yes, absolutely. There have been clients who have had hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax liability reduced to hundreds.
Wow. So the IRS will just forgive a portion?
Well, you have to be able to prove that you are going to benefit from that tax relief program, that you qualify for that tax relief program.
And let me just ask you, because the IRS is always portrayed as big and mean and fierce and unforgiving. Is there a part of the IRS that is designed to make these decisions? Hey, yeah, okay, we'll knock off $1,000 or $2,000 of your bill as long as you're going to pay it. Is there a part of the IRS that will do that?
Oh, absolutely. And it's right here in your taxpayer bill of rights.
What is the number that people would call?
702-483-0220.
What is the biggest mistake that taxpayers make when they're trying to do this on their own? I'm just curious. I know there are people saying, "Nah, it's all right. I can do this. I'll just call, you know, 800-1040, and I'll be able to negotiate with them." What is the biggest mistake people make?
Well, the biggest mistake people make is by ignoring the letters that the IRS send. It's not going to go away.
So in other words, when you start getting these registered letters, you had best at least respond to them. Tell me about the sort of relationship that your people have with your clients. You know, we talk about the right to confidentiality and all of that. Everything is on the up and up. There's no worry about confidentiality or things like that.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's just like going to an attorney. We will never discuss anything that you say to us.
I'm curious that this is a relatively new firm here in the area, but you have experienced people that have been doing this for years. Am I right?
35 years. PhD, MBA, literally wrote the book on taxes.
Tell me about I'm curious about the history of the New Hope Tax Defense. Give me a little background.
Well, interestingly enough, the founder of the company started with the CPA, Joseph Young, Dr. Joseph Young, and he had a tax liability in the millions and was able to get it resolved. And he wanted to share this with other people.
Now I've had friends who have been helped by your firm. And they swear up and down that this is absolutely phenomenal. If people want to begin and they're a little skittish about, well, I don't know these people, I don't really know about them. Tell me about the first step when they make that call. Tell me what happens.
Well, of course, schedule a consultation. Bring them into the office. You know, we're not going to disappear in a week. We're going to be your friends. We're there until the end.
And at the end, I imagine you have a lot of satisfied customers.
Absolutely. Not a day goes by where I don't receive a thank you card or run into somebody at the grocery store and get a hug. It really changes lives. I mean, I've had clients that have told me that they've got their first night's sleep in 10 years because they've been worrying about going to jail for not paying their taxes. I've had clients tell me, one client in particular, she had tremors, all from panic and anxiety. Tremors are gone. Her life has changed.
That's incredible. I want to ask you about something that I saw on your website, and that is the right to finality. What is the right to finality? What does that mean?
It means the IRS isn't going to come back. Once a decision is made, it's done. They're not going to come back and try to tax you again.
And I'm curious that right to finality relative to your clients. Once you intervene, do the phone calls stop? Do the letters stop? What do you do in this process?
Yes, as soon as we start to represent you, there is a certain amount of time that we have in order to complete our appeal to the IRS and provide all the documentation. So it really does fall on the taxpayer to provide us with that documentation, because we can't help you unless you let us help you.
That is amazing. And again, that phone number, because the big thing is people have to know that when they call New Hope Tax Defense, that they're talking to somebody right here in Southern Nevada, and they're not talking to somebody offshore that doesn't know about my life or my family's life. Can you talk about that phone number again and make sure you do it slowly so people actually know?
Absolutely. It's 702-483-0220. Or visit us at newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com. Somebody's right there waiting to answer your call.
Very good. Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it. And just to show you the dedication she has to this company, she's in a boot. She had surgery just a couple weeks ago, and she hobbled into the studio. Thank you. Thank you
Kevin.
for coming in. I really appreciate it. And, again, give that phone number one more time.
702-483-0220.
There you have it. Amy Hippen, New Hope Tax Defense, one of the small business people that are making a difference in our community. And make sure you check them out, especially if you've gotten that dreaded letter, as so many of us over the years have done, and your heart stops and you go, oh, the IRS is after me. This is a great idea. Amy Hippen, a New Hope Tax Defense. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who have experienced hearing loss. Maybe you've worked in the service industry and years of loud music have taken a toll on your hearing. Or maybe you're like me, years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Ask about the new Evolve Hearing Aids from Starkey. They are compact, discreet, behind-the-ear computers. The technology just blows me away. Don't put it off. Call right now. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321 or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I
One of the really great things that happened this morning on cable news was Fox and Friends. They had the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, on with Brian Kilmeade and others. And one of the things that I found interesting is that the remain in Mexico policy is back. You know, we've said for months now, I mean, over 11 months, as the Biden administration tried to strip out everything that looked like Donald J. Trump from the administration policy. And one thing we found out this morning, Brian Kilmeade and the former president, that they the remain in Mexico policy is back. This is from this morning on Fox News Channel.
So it seems to me that the Remain in Mexico program that was widely ridiculed by the current president of the United States, now according to the courts, has to be re-implemented and officially goes back into production. Remain in Mexico starts again.
But the Your policy.
Your policy is back in, I think, starting today. What's your reaction to that?
Well, they should have never ended it. If Joe Biden would have come in and just gone to the beach, he would have been successful in many ways, because all of this stuff, the border was the best it ever was and getting better. Drugs coming in was getting at a level that we've never seen before.
But is there a sense of gratification, Mr. President? Is there a sense of gratification? Is there a sense of gratification for you personally that a policy that he ridiculed, the courts are making him put back in?
No, because I want to see good for the country, Brian. It's so important to me. I want to see good for the country. There's no gratification. What they're doing is destroying our country. Our country is being destroyed before your very eyes, and I've never seen anything like it. The withdrawal from Afghanistan, you know, I got us there. We were down to 2,500 troops. The Taliban respected us. Abdul, I dealt with him a lot. He respected us. We were going to take the people out. We were going to take some Afghans out. We were going to take our equipment out. We left $85 billion worth of equipment. It's unthinkable. And they had a parade last week showing off all the equipment they took. It was like a surrender. There's never been a lower point in the history of our country. And don't think that China and Russia and North Korea and Iran weren't watching.
That's the former president, Donald J. Trump. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, If you want our next governor to be a true American patriot, who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Silverberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackSilverberg.com.